Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen video of that big alligator in Bayou St. John?
That big-ass gator?
Gee,
I have.
That thing is huge.
I did see that. And then, I watched the whole bit from Channel 4. The woman who filmed it is one of the people that went and, like, paddled across the ocean with Jimmy Graham.
Yes.
It's the same woman.
I know.
She's out here paddling.
They saw
she's already kind of famous.
Yeah. They saw beluga whales, and they rode over a walrus. Hey, see if we can get Don Dubuque on the air.
You want to do something wild?
Well, I want to ask.
Friday. Let's see here.
Okay, I want to ask Don Dubuque how that alligator got in Bayou St. John.
All right. Let's see.
Because there's an alligator in Bayou St. John. I mean, like a big alligator, like an alligator that you would see down in the swamps. So how did that alligator get in Bayou St. John? We know sometimes people let little baby alligators go and they grow to be big alligators. I don't know if that's what happened. I don't know if there's like a waterway or something where the alligator could come from the swamp and go somewhere and end up in Bayou St. John. And there are ducks around Bayou St. John. There's some fish in Bayou St. John, I guess carp or something like that. So there's obviously stuff for the alligator to eat. But I want to see if we can get Donna, because Don Dubuque would probably know how the alligator actually got there. So, you know, they were talking about this on the news, and the alligator was seen, at one point, was seen from the pedestrian bridge at Cabrini. And the students at Cabrini, you know, they go out in kayaks, and they do all kind of stuff out on Bayou St. John right there, and they're basically told to not worry about the alligator. Okay, we have Don Dubuque. Hey, Don, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you.
Hi, Don.
So, Don, hey. How did this giant alligator get in Bayou St. John?
Well, I would suspect it probably came out of the City Park lagoons. But then again, it could have came right there through Lake Pontchartrain where it meets Bayou St. John, come directly in it. They can swim a pretty good distance, so I wouldn't have been surprised if some of those marsh areas that would be on the eastern end of Lake Pontchartrain, it could have came from there, followed the shoreline, got into Bayou St. John, and found a happy home there. I would assume there's probably residents that are feeding it. There's lots of ducks and ducklings in there. It's in a pretty pleasant place for a gator.
Are there fish in Bayou St. John?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of fish in there, but rarely could an alligator actually catch a fish. I mean, it might catch a garfish or something that just kind of
goes by,
okay, goes slow and makes that one grab, but to overtake a fish would be difficult. But small mammals, rats, nutria in particular, any kind of water birds, ducklings, or any shore birds, that's prime chow for the alligator.
Now, I'm assuming there's a danger in people feeding alligators.
Absolutely. That's the worst thing you can do, because then not only do they get conditioned to humans, but they associate humans with food. and, you know, they can't mistake a hot dog for a finger if you get a little too close to them.
Yeah. So there could be some alligators in Lake Pontchartrain, at least temporarily. I mean, they wouldn't be happy in Lake Pontchartrain, would they?
No, because it's a big open body of water. It'd probably be harder for them to forage food. But an area that's got a lot of grass and trees, kind of a swampy, marshy look to it, that's perfect for them. But in my opinion, I think that gator needs to go. They need to send one of the nuisance gator trappers from Wildlife and Fishery to remove that gator. It's just too much exposure to kids, to dogs, to cats, to pets. I mean, that's basically in a residential area.
Hey,
and
Don,
they'll come and get that. They could catch that alligator in a matter of minutes.
Don, if the alligator did indeed come out of the City Park lagoons, would he not have to cross over Wisner Boulevard? I mean, that's
not a problem.
I mean, they don't move very fast, though. I would think. I mean, there's a lot of traffic on Wisner Boulevard. You got to kind of haul ass if you're going to get across all those lanes of traffic and get to the bayou.
Haven't you seen the signs that say alligator crossing?
I have seen the signs that say alligator.
Are you
crossing.
Serious?
Not on Wisner Boulevard, but you know, I just thought that was like a alligator parking here, just like something you'd buy at like a novelty gift shop or something.
Alligators kind of go anywhere they want.
Yeah, we also need to get NOPD on this, because if that alligator is not crossing at the crosswalk, that's going to be a problem.
That could be dangerous. Don't feed gators, and gators should know better than to be crossing Wisner Boulevard.
But Don, should people who kayak in Bayou St. John be concerned?
Well, generally an alligator won't bother you if you're in a kayak, but then again, it could. It just depends on the gator and how familiar it gets with people.
Yeah.
I would not feel comfortable in a kayak next to an alligator. I'm saying it looked to me to be at least 7 foot, maybe 8 foot.
Yeah, it was big. I mean, it had a big fat tail, too.
Yeah, people underestimate the power of that tail. I mean, that tail can break a leg if you're on land and you get too close to it.
Oh.
It can take you out.
All right, Don. Well, listen, I appreciate your expertise on the alligator in Bayou St. John.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll get it out of there and relocate it to a better place. And that's the way they used to pay the nuisance gator. They got to keep the alligator, and it had a lot of value to it. But that's the reason why we're seeing so many alligators popping up at places where you never saw them before. There's a population explosion, and it's because the hunters and the trappers don't see the value in them anymore economically, and they're just not going out and trapping.
Don, on the text line here, there's a text that says gator was in the river behind Ochsner. I remember I saw an alligator in the river kind of by the moonwalk right downtown, and I didn't think, and then like an hour later, I thought, whoa, that's actually quite unusual. I don't know if that's unusual because just in my observance, I haven't seen gators in the Mississippi River. Is that typical? Do they hang out in the Mississippi River kind of like in the metro area?
Well, they would along those backwater areas, around the Bachelor, where you still got trees and the water is not so fast moving. But it's like Lake Pontchartrain. The river's real deep. It's not a place for them to feed easily. Although they use them as travel routes and go from place to place up in the spillway and get into the lake and into the river on both ends.
Wow.
Amazing.
Just kind of scary, though, to see that that alligator right there in Bayou St. John, so close, as you say, to residential areas. And, kids and pets play around that area, and it wouldn't be much for a pet to disappear because that alligator's big and might be hungry.
Yeah, and dogs are kind of curious sometimes, especially the little ones. They'll go right to the edge of the bank, and those alligators are surprisingly quick. They can jump on a dog or a cat in no time. I suspect after there's enough publicity and complaints, they're going to remove that alligator. He just is not a good place for him to be.
All right. Don, thanks for your expertise.
Okay, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.